Live from the pits of Malifaux City, it's Friday Night Throwdown!
Welcome to another episode of Friday Night Throwdown. Who ruined that?
Not it.
It was,
Dave.
Daniel.
Damn it.
It was Daniel.
It was Daniel?
Pretty sure it was Daniel. It sure sounded like Daniel.
Anyways, it's Friday the 21st of September.
20th. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah,
oh
my God. I do the thing where I actually say the Friday it's going to go out on. We are just fucking...
We are...
on the ball.
Take
three.
I've had drinks
kid,
already.
Staring,
just start over.
Hi, everyone. We're just going to go live. Welcome to the shitty... Shitty episode of Friday Night Throwdown. We've got to really, really, really put it out there that we're not giving a shit about this. It's just definitely all for fun. There's going to be some R-rated content, so get all your little teratots out of the room if you want to listen to this. But also, if you're looking for anything serious whatsoever...
This is not the episode for
yeah,
you.
Don't bother.
Also, why the fuck are your kids listening to our podcast anyway?
Yes, it's not educational.
Anyway.
So, I've got with me four other combatants. As with me, almost as always, is Victoria. Say hi.
Hello.
We have Daniel.
Greetings.
Dave.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me.
And Nate.
Mostly.
Hopefully Nate will stick with us the entire time. He's having some technical issues. He's stuck in 1964.
I'm going to try it.
He's coming in from a payphone right now.
Mm-hmm. Rubbery dial. Who knew those things still existed?
Anyways,
we've got some topics for you here. We're going to come at you fast and hot. And I've got
garbage.
An hour on the clock. Yeah, mostly garbage. They are all garbage.
They're all garbage.
I've got 1 hour on the clock, and that begins right now. First topic. Hey, you have just been chosen to design a new Nightmare crew box for Hamelin, because he needs like 20.
Of course.
What do you use in place of the Malifaux Rat? What do you use for other models? You know, if you feel like coming up with something extra. But I'm first on the list, and I think it would be real great, real stupendous, if we had a Hamelin box, but instead of rats, there was heads. Just big heads rolling around, being weird. Like, I don't know. I had a weird fever dream about Spirited Away, and that's what the idea of this came from.
That was going to be my question, was like the Spirited Away heads?
Yeah, they're not like severed heads. They're just living entities that are only heads.
And they just roll around?
Yeah, I was thinking about like something that's like roughly about the size of a Malifaux rat that can do about a Malifaux rat's amount of damage. You know. Our mouths aren't that clean, so you got the disease aspect to it.
Okay.
And they're weirdly adorable from that movie. As far as other models go, I elected to say that, a Rat King is just three or more of them stacked on top of each other, so we're going to call that a totem pole.
Three-headed trench coat.
Uh-huh, yeah. And instead of rat catchers, they're haberdashers.
Nice.
Yeah, that's an old-timey word for a guy who makes hats.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
I didn't really have anything for, like, the stolen or necks, because I'm lazy. But that's what I came up with. Victoria!
In place of the rats, I think I'm going to do corgis.
Doggos?
Yeah, corgis, specifically.
No.
And,
because they're about the size of a Malifaux rat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In place of the stolen, I'm gonna have, hipsters. Perfect. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And in place of a rat king, it's just be a corgi swarm.
Just a corgi swarm?
Yeah, just, like, a bunch of them on
Are
a base.
Are they, like, in a Voltron shape, or...?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I bet your Hamelin can just be a barista of some kind.
That would make sense. Nyx is just a bigger corgi.
Ghost corgi.
Ghost corgi.
Okay, Daniel. Daniel.
Oh boy. Alright, so I haven't given this any thought at all, but
awesome.
What if we were to do butts?
butt flaws.
Just butts. And like the you know, it would just be the butt king. Maybe it could be like a
just a butt with a crown.
Just the ass king. Yeah.
The ass king.
Real king of ass.
And you know, Nyx can be everyone's most loyal butt, dick butt.
Oh god.
Visualized on get the out. Table.
We got memes, kids.
You're off the episode.
We got memes, kids.
Moving on. We're gonna move on from this mess.
No, what else do you have? Nothing? Okay.
Yeah, that's all I can. That's all I got a bunch.
I didn't know if you had more stuff. I'm just curious how the, like, is it just I mean, a lower, just like.
You clearly want more butts. I'm
guess. Just because you no, know the
just,
butt.
Is it just the butt, or is it a butt on legs?
It's just the butt.
Okay, what about the other side of the butt, or is this like an Assy McGee kind of thing where you only see the butt side?
Oh yeah, you know, you only see the butt side. It's a pure gag.
You heard it from Doug. Butts confirmed for the other side.
Awesome. Do they float? Do they like fart around like those weird like a nautilus, like those ancient fish things that just squirt to go? Okay, I use the word squirt in regards to butts. Let's move on.
Dave, it's Dave's turn.
It's Dave's turn.
It is Dave's instead turn.
Of, instead of attacking or instead of biting, their attack action would be fart.
Oh,
moving on, Dave.
Yep. I don't know how I'm gonna follow that up, but I don't know why I got this in my head. But for the rats.
Stop saying that, please.
No. Turtles. I like turtles.
Aww.
And make Hamlin the little kid from that clip. And then have the rat catchers be the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be adorbs.
What would your rat king be?
Oh wait, no!
Your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Your rat catchers is reporter in a yellow jumpsuit.
There we go. Yeah. So yeah, that's as far as I got. I don't know how I got that in my head, but it sounded right.
Yeah,
that sounds more wholesome than the last one.
And Nyx could just be like a big old Galapagos turtle, tortoise, whatever.
Whatever.
Last but not least, hopefully not least, Nate.
Probably least.
So I got tribbles. I got Star Trek on the brain, apparently. You got a bunch of tribbles running around. You got Hamlin Kirk, the stolen or red shirts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then Benny Woolcomb could be Scotty.
Nice.
I forgot about Benny. Oh, man. I realized that I didn't give any thought to who my Hamlin would actually be. do I go with Spirit Away, go on in Spirit Away with this, or is just you know what my next would have to be? An Easter Island head.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. I'm still not picturing what who's like a person that just represents the human head more than anything.
Oh god, I was gonna say Stephen Hawking.
I don't fucking know.
Patrick Stewart? I don't know.
Maybe someone of us will think of something during the recording. Maybe.
Possibly about at some point.
I kind of interrupted you there, Nate. Did you have anything else?
No, that's really about all I had. I just had tribbles running around.
Little furry fuckers.
Yeah, little furry fuckers running around.
What would a racking of tribbles be?
Oh, it's just a swarm of them. Just like, you know that. I like that too. Ooh. Give a bunch of tribbles a pair of glasses and call it a person.
So, okay. Oh man, we are off to such a great start. Such a great start. I miss this so much. Thank you guys so much. I love you so
you
much.
Haven't had that much. You shouldn't
I'm just like I'm kind of nervous about this one because this is just probably the worst
garbage.
It's probably the worst topic we've had. All right.
That's fine.
But you get to start it.
I do get to start it.
Number two. We'll go around once, giving our answers for this first question, and then one more time for the second question.
Okay.
Here it goes. Cover your children's ears. All of the Malifa Masters have just had their genders swapped. Yay. Who has the biggest boobs?
Okay.
Who has the biggest dong?
That's the best way to say that.
Out of all the Malifa Masters. Now, I think we're all in agreement that we're not really counting alts here, because...
No, that's not fair.
That, yeah, this is strictly in the imagination. So, Victoria, out of all the male Malifa Masters, who would have the biggest boobs as a woman?
Well, I mean, if we're going by the alt, clearly it's Nicodem. But anyway,
Did you not think about this?
I kind of didn't. I guess maybe Lucius?
I mean, I guess
just Lucius.
He's a mimic, so he could just make them however big he wants.
Right?
You know, that kind of feels like cheating.
Does it?
He's playing the sexy secretary role.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Still has to have a mask on, though. I mean,
that's
the mask
not a problem.
Yeah.
If you've got...
Don't ruin my kink.
If you've got huge tits, nobody's looking at your face anyway.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Y'all listening?
Are we moving on to your turn
now? No.
Oh, okay.
Lucius, the governor's secretary, gender swapped, is Miss Sarah Bellum from The Power.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Perfect. That's beautiful.
We can just go home now. Nothing's going to be better than that.
Yeah, podcast over.
We are home.
Doug won.
That's not mine. That's not my suggestion. Mine's just more crass than anything. Okay. Down the list.
My turn done.
Daniel.
Marcus, I probably. Yeah, Marcus.
Marcus.
Just because Marcus, like, is you know, big beefy dude, probably be a big beefy broad.
I mean, big beefy girls don't have big boobs, though. They
Big beefy boobs? You have to say beefy.
The word beefy is very important. Marcus would be, like, I don't know, 7 feet tall? Like, she just have the biggest by volume, relative to her, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if she's filled out according to her, to the frame that we give to Marcus... Yeah.
Okay, but like muscular women generally don't have a lot of fat on them, which makes their boobs kind of smaller. I'm just saying.
I mean,
I don't know why I'm arguing right now.
How do you know that Marcus would want to be a muscular? How do you know he doesn't, you know, be a woman sometimes already? He's got full mastery over his body. Who's not to say that Miranda has the, you know, biggest thong?
Anyway.
Oh, God.
God, Daniel is awful.
So, okay, if Marcus is...
Daniel's getting weird. He's
all creepy and gross about, like, growing boobs just because he wants to. You think he might nurse the Cerberus every once in a while?
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Just grow three of them through
Damn it.
All right, well. I guess I planted the seeds of this.
I'm done.
I should just stop talking for a bit.
I have not had nearly enough alcohol to deal with this.
Oh, okay. Well, Dave,
if we're going to do this, I need more wine.
I think Dave's done for now. Hey, Dave, follow that up.
Why? I can't. How about McMorning?
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, he just picks the size he wants and carves it off.
See, this feels really unfair.
Because everyone's cheating at this point.
Like, I went with Lucius because I legitimately thought. But anyway.
But the Neverborn can take whatever shape they want, so that's also cheating. We're
I didn't even
by
think about
rules.
That. I mean, whatever. Ugh.
I was thinking that or Seamus, but yeah.
I could maybe
yeah,
see
I
Seamus.
Could
yeah.
I could definitely see Seamus.
Yeah, Seamus is probably a good candidate.
We're just like push up Rob, making him just so like, top heavy he can't walk.
It's like a
reverse Weeble-Wobble. I should not drink before these. Hey, Nate.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what? Who would have the biggest poops of all the Malifaux masters?
My thoughts on this is Von Schill, because you got like big old German, you know, like barmaids,
utility knockers.
Yeah, knockout knockers.
That's I'm down okay. for that. Yeah.
I'm okay. In.
It's the least gross so far, so that one wins.
I just know.
Mine wasn't gross.
You know, but
I take offense to that.
I used lore justifications.
No, I like yours.
You know the beer maiden dress outfit thing, right? Yeah, right. Okay. This isn't even like gender swap. I'm just picturing like Von Schill yeah. going undercover
yep.
at like a beer festival.
In the drindle.
It just rips off the wig. And the mustache is suddenly there.
No, see, that's the thing, is even if it is an actual gender swap, she has the mustache.
It's crazy.
That doesn't go away.
it's Doug's turn.
I don't have... This is not even good. This is not clever. This is just mostly being gross, because I'm going to cause a mental picture here. But the one with the biggest boobs in all of Malifaux, if we swap the genders, is Summer Teeth Jones.
Why?
Yeah.
What? Did you not hear my reasoning?
I did not hear
you. Basically to gross you guys out.
Oh, just to be gross?
Yeah, but I'm picturing like
awesome.
A gremlin roughly spherical in shape, just because.
Biggest hats, if you will.
The tatas, and you know, Summer Teeth Girl has to have yep. a badonkadonk as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically, if she wanted to, she could just roll anywhere.
Yeah. Transform and roll out.
Go get your bro! Yes, man. I'll do that. Yes,
You know, Summer obviously has the biggest family, so, you know, it would make sense.
Oh, right? My God. Ugh. Fuck. Why did I do this? Why did I do that?
Because we're doing a hot garbage episode.
Because it's a hot garbage episode.
Jesus.
Because we're doing hot garbage and we're getting drunk.
Yeah. Okay.
I've joined the drinking.
Okay. Victoria.
Yes, sir.
Biggest dickus.
See, this one's hard because I've got like three in mind right
Let's
now.
Let's hope it's not hard.
That's very funny. Judge.
I'm gonna go with my original answer though, and go with Tara, because she clearly gives zero fucks about anything, and she's got the big dick energy.
Why give a fuck about anything if you got a massive schlong? Right?
Exactly.
Is that what the void is? The void is just condensed big dick energy.
Yes. That's my headcanon now.
Oh shit.
The Man, void.
Don't get touched by the nothing beast. That's a bad time.
It is a bad time if you get touched by the nothing beast.
And now it's worse.
He steals all your big dick energy and
Who's next on the list? Let's
move on. I am
Daniel.
Daniel.
Misaki. Misaki for sure, man.
Oh, what's your reasoning?
I'm just, you know, like, lore justifications, you know? You gotta have a huge schlong to walk up to your dad and just fucking stab him in the face.
With a sword, right?
I intentionally didn't finish that thought.
Man, that whole anime
that's for you to decide.
Would be very different in this scenario.
I'm a fucking child.
Slapping dicks.
Slapping.
A sword fight to determine who's in charge of the tent.
You're just whacking each other with your wings. Okay, don't picture that. Don't picture that in your head. Don't picture that in your head. What you're going to do is you're going to picture the sound of that in your head.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh. Fuck. Shit.
Who's Dave?
It's Dave's turn.
Give us something wholesome, please.
Nelly.
Where do you get does Nelly?
Does she have a stupid punchable dick to go with her stupid punchable dick? Holy shit!
For all the awesome lies and slander she has to post, yeah, I have a pretty big dick to go home and sleep at night with all the guild's lies and on your paper.
Nah.
I'm just imagining Nelly being that guy, just like, lady.
How did you manage to make Nelly more hateable?
Nelly the neckbeard.
The name would be exactly the same.
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, god damn it.
You okay?
Yeah.
Also her last name is Cochran, so.
Boo!
Nate, we're going on to you because Dave needs to time out.
So Nelly was actually on my list. I had quite a few answers for this.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
What's your...
I'm not proud of.
What's your best answer? What's your better answer?
You know, I'm going to have to go with Asami. Just tentacle dicks everywhere. So many tentacles.
What is wrong with you?
You're the one who posed this question.
I told you I wasn't proud.
Yeah, this whole episode has been nothing but train wreck.
I don't fucking know.
In reality, it's actually Ironsides, but go on.
Okay.
It's already Ironsides.
I mean, exactly. Even without the gender swap, Ironsides has biggest dick energy. I mean, I don't...
Biggest dick energy. Fuck.
You're welcome.
I'll stand by tentacles.
I mean, I totally agree, because you gotta be packing pretty hard to come to a gun/magic/knife fight with a couple of fists. And a cocky attitude.
Wednesday, get off the counter.
Don't ruin my podcast, Kat!
I think it's your turn now.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, this is like pretty low key. When I think of swinging dick,
which is often,
really, and also good one, Dave. I'm gonna clap for Dave. Everyone clap for Dave. That was
good
great.
Job, Dave.
Excellent comedic timing.
Zing.
And I was trying to keep myself from mentioning Ironsides as much as possible, because I do that a lot.
You do.
So, I'm going to say biggest dick is Perdita. Like, it's exactly the same way with the attitude, and, you know, she's good with a gun, handling hard, long objects like that. Mm. Wait, no, hold on. This is sexualizing her. No. Okay. What? What?
I mean, she ruins her family even without the gender swap, so I mean.
That is some big dick energy.
Some pretty big dick energy.
Pretty big dick energy.
is that just the name of the episode?
Yeah.
Big dick energy?
At this point. Except that Friday Night Fowdown doesn't get clever names, it just gets Friday Night Fowdown and then
I'll put it in parentheses
date.
At the end.
And big dick energy?
Perfect.
Big dick energy.
Perfect.
Don't you mean parentheses at the beginning?
I don't know. I really don't. What we're being disgusting. Anyone that, like, a couple of people said they had lists. So, what? Uh-oh. I accidentally paused.
Uh-oh. The time?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're going to go longer than normal.
Oh, fuck.
We'll go longer than normal, and they can deal.
So, Victoria.
Yes.
Oh, who was else on your list?
Also on my list, I had the Vix.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, because everyone knows why. And then, God, who else was on my list?
For either question.
What was that?
No.
Oh, yeah. For either question?
Yeah.
The Vix was on my list for biggest dick. Along with,
I would pick that up on the audio. It sort of sounds like a peeing.
That was me pouring some wine, by the way. That was not me just peeing on the floor.
in a cup? Like a civilized person.
Like a civilized person. So Vix for biggest dick, and then also... maybe McCabe for biggest boobs.
McCabe could have some titties.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like McCabe could have some titties on him.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Riding. Oof. Riding around on a horse so you don't have to carry the weight.
Well, I mean,
until the horse gets exhausted from the weight of your tatas and you've got to get off.
I mean, they would still bounce around, but you can, like, bind those down. It's fine.
Whole new meaning to reach into the loot bag.
Nice. Oh, it's just like that fucking hammer space between your tits.
Yeah.
Just pulling stuff out of there.
Well, nope. First off, that's called cleavage.
Pulling out a sword.
Anyone else have anything to add to this discussion?
I thought Hoffman would be the lootist. Like, magical girl transforms into her mecha robot.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Like, but, you know, Lady Justice would have the longest sword.
A real long sword.
Yes. I think I told Victoria this, but you might possibly also include Reva on that list if you can include the horse.
Ugh.
I had Reva on my list for a whole different reason.
What's that?
See, my thought process is Reva would be a trap. So she'd still be like exactly the same, but underneath all the nun robes and shit, just big old dick.
Isn't Reva like 14 or something?
Yep.
Listen, yep. She sure is.
I said I wasn't proud.
I'm just glad we're not bringing the dreamer into this, okay?
I mean, if we're all glad down that road, the dreamer going down that road, it's definitely Nakima.
Yeah,
the biggest dick. That, but also keeps her feminine form.
Oh, so
she's a Neverborn, so that's kind of not fair.
Exactly.
So she's got a big old dick, but she's still wearing the thong bikini?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, perfect, yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know just what?
Balling out
let's move on to something.
There's a lot of topics on this.
Let's move on. There's topics. Let's go.
I'm so fucking regretting this. We'll see. We'll see how I feel in the morning. Topic number 3. With the reveal that at least some masters will be getting new sculpts, what masters do you want resculpted and what two? We all came up with lists of masters we want to see have their sculpts updated. So we'll go ahead and go down the line. Victoria's moved around to the back. So Daniel, you're starting this. Pick one of your... the masters.
So, my favorite master that I think could use a resculpt that would look sweet would be Hoffman. I think he's got a lot of, visual design space, especially since he's just, you know, a dude in a robot suit. Like, you can play around with that concept a lot.
That's the also often dude in robot suit from the early 1900s. No, I'm agreeing with you. I don't think it's that common. Were you thinking, like, more tentacles or, like, Iron Man-y full suit kind of thing?
I don't know. I kind of would like to see him, like, almost into, like, a more Professor X sort of style, like, aesthetic, where he's kind of just, like, in a floaty chair with, like, robot arms or something. And he's just kind of, like, ordering his robots around in the battlefield.
Get that boy some magnetism.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't even know how those work.
Was floaty chair only from the 90s cartoon?
I think so, yeah. The hover chair?
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's my Professor X.
Hashtag not my professor.
Dave. Dave?
Yep, I'm here. I think everyone would agree that Nelly needs a resculpt.
Yes.
To be less punchable.
No.
Or even more punchable. Or a sculpt where she's getting punched.
Yeah. A sculpt where she's getting punched in the face. What was your idea, Dave? Sorry.
No, that wasn't my idea. That or Nakima. just looking a little more regal.
Well, no, we're going one at a time. We're going one at a time there, Dave.
Calm yourself.
Yeah, don't jump the gun.
I have so many ideas.
Nate.
So I want a resculpt of Nicodem where it's just a tombstone in a box.
So
awesome.
I don't think he's going to get that.
I'd buy it.
Like
an actual tombstone? No, because he got like turned into pudding.
Fair enough.
So like a jar, like a mason jar?
Oh, there we go. A bowl.
Ugh. Nicodem pudding.
Here lies Nicodem. Take a cup.
Oh. Gross.
It's a resculpt of the zombie chihuahua.
So it's just like a dessert to Rasputina.
Anyways, let's go to Doug, who's got a great idea.
What's that idea?
Iron Sights. I'm sorry.
Just like immediately after you talk about.
I couldn't help myself. She needs one so bad.
You're not wrong.
So bad.
She does.
Now that she's leading the M&SU, I thought we could get business suit Iron Sights.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. Like think like a Mike Hagar kind of thing. And more of a dynamic pose. I'm thinking like a fist pump in the air kind of thing going on, something around the troops. Or I mean, I know her current stance is very boxery on the defensive, but I just want something a little bit more show-offy. You know what? If we get a you looking at me sculpt, then I'd be totally cool with her just giving the double birth as well. I think we'd get away with that. Who's got sirens going on, or is that us?
That's us.
Oh.
That's outside.
Okay.
Did your house on fire?
No.
Is it? It's not Wednesday, is it?
No.
Okay, no. So, yeah, Iron Sights.
My turn?
Yeah, Victoria's turn.
So, first on my list is Reva, because that horse is fucking stupid.
The horse.
How do you fix it?
I really do not know. I would like to see her in, like, I don't know, it's probably real dumb, but I want to see her in, like, the full nun regalia, just kind of, like, praying. I don't know why. I just think it would be pretty. I told you my ideas were dumb.
I had to realize that we have two masters on horses. One of them, the horse dies, and he still tromps around. The other one, I guess, is fused with the horse?
Soul bonded.
Something like that. I think...
She's actually three different people in a horse costume.
No, that model hasn't come out yet.
She's a guild spy! I knew it! I think the obvious reason why the horse is so freaking tiny is because they need something to fit on them. 50mm elevator base.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's still dumb.
So you just have a bigger horse that's, like, rearing up or something like they do with the riders.
Okay.
Although she'd probably need to be, like, straddling it or something. And I don't
Instead of side saddle?
Yeah. Ooh, like, give a nice, like, Napoleon pose.
Yeah, and then you could do, like, the nun robes kind of flowing out behind her, and that'd be really cool. And okay, yeah.
Not the original painting, the modified one where the horse is like really fat. The fattest fucking horse.
The fattest horse.
Okay. Daniel, back to you. What's second on your list?
Alright, looking at my list, I've got Sonia Crid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She deserves to have a face.
She did take the mask off, that is correct.
So it can be punched.
So it can be punched.
I also think, like, I don't know, I think her, like, old pose while, like, her 2E pose, it looks cool, it's nice, but, like, I don't know, it's kind of boring. Like, I'd like to see a little bit more dynamicism with her, kind of like with say like Lady Justice or like I think Sandeep's pose is pretty nice and Lady Justice's pose is pretty nice, so like to see her do something with a sword other than just like, oops, it, I dropped it.
Her like first edition sword is like really weird.
It is.
I don't know if they'd go back to that design or not, but I would say yes, just because one, she doesn't have the mask on anymore, so give her old face back. But also, she's fucking like crazy. She's extra crazy now. So we need a crazy Sonya Crid.
Yeah.
Yeah. One where like you can give them the crazy. You know how like people first do eyes when they're painting, where it's just like little black dot and then just way too much white. Yeah, let's just give them a model to go crazy on with that.
Now it's
fucking insane. Dave, who's your second model?
Well, I think I already spoiled it. Nakima.
No way.
Now that she's gonna own the throne, she might as well look more regal.
Going back to the string bikini.
Get out of the bikini. Good God.
Yeah,
the
farther out.
Bikini.
Parka?
Yes.
Not so
a literal
much,
fluffy, fluffy parka. Like the 90s style.
Oh God. What were you thinking? What were you thinking for wearing?
I don't know. I mean, it could go for like a more like royal robes or something. I don't know. Didn't really think about it too much, but now that she's gonna become a master, she probably needs a new sculpt for her new box.
Okay, yeah. I'd say go with the new, the alt Nakima, but maybe change her pose so the sword's not ridiculously tiny. And give her a tiara. There you go.
dainty little crown.
Yes. Who runs Bartertown? Sorry. Nate!
Yo.
Second on your list.
I need a Wong re-sculpt. That guy's from like 1.5. He needs to be doing some crazy magics. Like, half the models in his box look better than he does.
Yeah, right? I mean, like I also don't get the one-footed stance thing going on.
Right. It's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, throw some magic around. Blow some shit up, man. That's basically all I got.
It would be cool to see a lot more effects on new models.
Right.
Like fireballs and shit.
Yeah, like, all the models, like, all the lightning bugs have that effect, and he's just got his fan in his bag.
Gotta hold his bag. Can't do magic while he's holding his bag. He's
not a warcaster.
Okay, we're back to Doug?
Yes, Doug.
Okay, Doug. My other, like, serious change that I need to see. I'm going to keep it in-house and go with Arcanist again. Mei Fang.
I can see that.
I think we need to re-sculpt the Mei Fang. Now, Mei Fang is one of those few models that is like super dynamic in her current plastic form. But one, I still don't know what she's actually doing in that action shot.
Clearly, she is wood surfing.
Uh-huh. On one foot. Anyways, part of her thing is primarily she's a punching combatant, not kicking. But her sculpt focuses mostly on her legs, despite the fact that she has clawsies. Two, I still really like the hat conversion I gave her from the other rail worker in her box.
So feel like she needs a hat?
She needs that hat. One. Two, I think she needs, like, a wicked scar on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, she's, like, they focused on the fact that she got really fucked up with that fight with the Governor General, Herbert Kitchener.
Herbert.
So, like, having a visual indicator, like, yeah, she's got messed up, like, a cool scar over the eye. And, you know, maybe also indicate that maybe she's losing her fucking mind a little bit. Maybe. And then, like, I was looking up kung fu poses, and there's a couple ones, but something that's like a squat with your legs out one and your arms out, so you can like spread out the clawsy fingers. Mm. Like, okay, this model's got claws on; she's gonna be clawing shit. And maybe put her on something like not a tie. A tie's the wood. What's the rail itself called?
A rail.
A rail. Okay.
Yeah.
Just not a railroad rail that's like had an angle. So it's still dynamic, but focuses on her hands, gives her a cool hat and a cool scarf.
You want her like Sonic the Hedgehog grinding down a rail?
Yes. Give her soap shoes. And just because I'm a baby choosy bagger, I want the artwork at the very least to have some sort of steam effect with it. I mean, putting it in the box would also be really cool, but like that's half the shit she does is she shits steam everywhere. Okay, I'm done with my small ramble. Victoria!
I feel like mine are really short in comparison to y'all's. I want Kirai to be resculpt. I literally want the other side sculpt, but with, like, maybe some ghosties.
Yeah. You could probably steal those ghosties from, you know, a very expensive model. Like, Goryeo, or the retro...
Pandora. Or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure, but, like, just...
That's an expensive model, really.
Just give me what I want. I want the other side of Kira with some ghosts. Do it.
Cool. Or at the very least, like more than a point of than the tiny
please,
ball
yes.
foot as a point of contact.
Please give me more God. Than just
for fuck's sake.
God.
Daniel, do you got a third model?
Ooh, I do.
Yeah.
I think we should get a new sculpt of the greatest master. And by master, I mean Horace McCabe. Because I think McCabe needs a new sculpt. I think he needs a new dismounted sculpt as well.
Like, really tie him into Indiana Jones and give him a fedora?
Yes, please. And a whip.
No, but I'd like him to, like, just be holding a net.
A net gun.
No, just the net.
Boo.
No, net
just
gun.
Just trying to get people with the net, because it would be funny.
Get in the net.
Nah, he got away. Well.
I think net guns are hilarious and great, and if I could find one in the proper scale, I would definitely put it on in the cave. But, moving on, Dave. Are you back?
Yeah. I'm back.
Third model.
There you go. McMorning. I've just never liked the sculpt.
It is a bad sculpt.
No one's.
That's a bad sculpt.
Yeah. Just anything.
Admittedly, now that he's no longer going to be in Gremlins.
Guild.
It's
Gremlin McMorning. The other G1.
It's slightly more fitting.
Yeah, but it's still fucking weird for a dude to walk into a battle with a head on a platter.
Yes, okay.
Ooh, maybe he's hungry.
How about just like him in his, you know, doctor's coat, but like every pocket and under his arms and like on his back is just body parts.
Just arms flopping out?
Yeah. He's like, hold on, I'm not done, I gotta put this guy together. Hold on, stop. Yeah, we're going?
Time
fuck,
out. Pause.
Fuck.
Pause.
Where's my flex tape? Sebastian!
That's a lot of damage.
Oh, I was a little loud. Nate!
Yo.
Third. Yep. Third model. You master.
I'm just gonna stay on my faction, stay on Gremlins. I need a new Ma, too.
Matt Hackett.
You can swing that spoon, lady. Come on. I know you can.
Oh, yeah. You know what would actually be kind of cool? Give her the current Atoto sculpt.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, like, she could be doing the slam down thing. Like, that would totally work for her.
That fits her a lot more than Atoto.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I would absolutely 10 out of 10 that.
That'd be cool.
Maybe even have someone under it that she's, like, smacking.
Probably another gremlin, because it's
probably
right.
Oh, I'm next. Okay.
You are next.
I'm done with my serious shit. Now I'm on to jokes. Third model, Parker Barrows.
Yay.
That dude's cape needs to fucking calm down.
No. That cape is freedom as fuck.
Step one, nah, calm down the fucking cape.
More cape.
Step two, and okay, this is slightly serious, but step two.
American flag, too.
Step two, he looks always like, shut up, I'm talking. This is my show! And you're on here as guests!
And you're ruining it!
Step two, I want to see his face. Parker Barrows, I read Parker Barrows as the kind of guy that doesn't give a shit if people know who he is. In fact, he runs the Barrows gang. What the fuck is he doing? He's just, like, who the hell is that guy? Definitely not Parker Barrows. Well, Parker Barrows has his cape.
And if anyone
like,
asks.
He's stored in the air, like, constantly, like he's in a hurricane.
He has a really gnarly butt chin.
Oh, he's just self-conscious. So yeah, I would
don't want that on the wanted posters.
I would have the bandana around his neck just to show that. Yeah, he can put it on if he wants to. But I'm motherfucking Parker Barrows.
And I'm if anyone you. Asks,
wink. And then the other thing is that he looks too much like a gunslinger. And yes, that's kind of how he attacks people, but that's not how he plays. And I don't necessarily read Bandit from his current sculpt. So I'm going to have him put one of those guns down. And in his offhand, I don't care if it's right or left, I want him to have a comically large money bag with a dollar sign on it.
That's fair.
Perfect.
That's so much more Bandit.
Perfection.
Fucking ace. All right, Victoria.
Jackdaw. Because this current sculpt is garbage. What you need to do is you either need to pop a guitar in his hands so he's pulling out a sick riff, or have him not leaning backwards like an idiot, and instead have him leaning forwards menacingly.
Like a proper zombie.
Like a proper ghost that's
haunting.
Haunting you.
Daniel.
What's up? Somebody's...
I'm just imagining, like, proper ghosties holding up a cup of tea, like, smoking on his pipe.
Yes, I had a haunting last week.
No.
Quite.
Oh, my.
Seriously, oh, yes. either be completely ridiculous with that sculpt, or just make him scary, please.
Appeal to the Brits, you know?
Give him a cup of tea. It'll be fine. It's fine.
Oh, man. I've definitely confirm. Made enemies now.
Confirmed. Jacked off for King's Empire on the other side.
Oh, shit. fuck. Daniel.
Oh,
fourth and final model.
Okay, I wanna see Misaki with the katana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of the stupid swoosh kick?
Swoosh kick?
No, I just wanna, you know...
Put a katana also in her hands?
Duel of Fates... You know, moment against her dad over the fiery pits of Mustafar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But not the gender bent version.
I heard she had the high ground.
No. you know, her dad was like a father to her.
Wow.
But Misaki has the Basenta, so is she going to be dual wielding or.
Oh, God.
Is she going to carry it in her teeth?
Yes. Like Zoro from One Piece.
Oh, I was going to try to do the whoosh thing and say, like, but, you know, she's going to carve a Z into her dad's chest? Like, I don't get it.
Dave, fourth model.
Why would Zoraida kill Misaki's dad? I don't get it.
Dave!
It could be Zip.
I'm going to say Colette. I don't really like her second edition sculpt.
Mm.
They just kind of meh.
Yeah.
She's pulling herself out of a hat.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But, like, no, seriously, second edition sculpt Colette is hard to pick out from the performers, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Maybe have her doing, like, sawing herself in half or something?
Something.
Something cool.
Give her a wicked cape.
Something magical, please.
Nate, fourth model.
I want Ophelia, but I want her with a ridiculous amount of equipment. Like, she's supposed to have all this gear. Like, I just want it, like, to the brim, out of her pockets, in her coat, just... She has guns everywhere.
Just like you can barely see her for all the shit on her.
You can follow her through the bayou by just following the trail of guns.
Yeah, and it's a gremlin kit, so all the guns need to be like two or three piece plastic models that are all separate to the model itself. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to have a bad time building her.
You actually need to know how to assemble a real life rifle.
Exactly. Wait, but that's way easier. Perfect. What?
Ooh! Shots fired. Okay.
That's true. We all know it to be true.
We know it's true.
I'm Doug. I'm next.
You are next.
Titania.
Uh huh.
Is my fourth and final model because that bitch needs a dress. I can sort of
give her
like
a proper queenly dress.
The smock, the potato sack she's currently wearing. I can sort of see like she's fresh out of the tomb. That's what they buried her in, and she's just, you know, she's got important work to do, so she can't go dress shopping. But at this point, time has fucking passed, and that bitch needs some elegance.
Right. I mean, she's queen of the Fae. I don't know why she couldn't just, like, plant dress immediately.
Oh, yeah, like a gorgeous plant dress? I would love to fucking paint
yes.
that.
Yes.
Right.
It'd be like, hard to paint because at that point it'd be masturbating to how awesome the model is.
Fair.
Wow, I'm just coached. Okay.
As a side note, wouldn't that kind of, like, do the Colette problem where she becomes kind of hard to tell from the Autumn Nights?
Well, you just gotta make it super grand.
You're misunderstanding how elegant this fucking dress is. Also, she's got wings.
Like
she's got wings.
She's got wings.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
She drank a Red Bull.
Holy cow. Okay.
Victoria, fourth and final model.
Tara.
This time they modeled the hole in her chest?
First off, she needs the hole in her chest, and it needs to be there. It needs to not be, like, this glowy energy bullshit that's going on. And second off, I think it would be really cool if they had her, like, stepping out of a portal, a la first edition Dreamer.
Ooh. Mm. So it's just, like,
right?
Half of Tara.
Yeah, but the other half is just...
Portal.
Because her current second edition model is kind of meh.
Meh. Both of them.
Yeah, her nightmare model's not great either, to be totally honest. But anyway, that's my idea for Tara.
Okay. Hey, we're moving on to another topic.
Next topic.
This mod might, like, finish us out here, possibly.
What? I feel like we should just go on until we're done with the topics, because they're good topics. Anyway.
You're tired, remember?
Uh-uh.
Topic number four. What's your pitch for a Malifaux movie or TV show? We're starting with Dave on this one.
That's what I was afraid of. I still want to see a Mully and Karai... detective procedural.
Buddy cop? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, cool. Nate?
I mean, not to sound too similar, but not Molly and Cry. I just want, like, a procedural, like, a cop procedural from the point of view of, like, a guild officer. Like, I think that'd be a good way to do the setting in general. I think that's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd be fun.
I am going to disagree with you with mine, which also happens to be a procedural.
Hey!
But I'm thinking private detective. That way we don't have an affiliation to any faction, so you can present all the factions in both positive and negative lights. It also allows them to basically do anything and go anywhere as long as someone's paying them.
Fair.
And we don't have a Sherlock Holmes... equivalent in the Malifaux universe. I know he's kind of being overdone in pop culture right now, but I think with the Malifaux setting, it would be also fun. And, like, he would learn stuff too, because maybe he's fresh off the train and he doesn't know anything about Malifaux, even though he's a super genius, so stuff can still surprise him. Victoria, please tell me it's procedural.
Sort of. Like, my only thought is Penny Dreadful with less sex.
Mm. I only saw, like, two episodes of that. It's just lots of doinking.
We saw, like, four episodes of that, and, like, three of the four episodes had, like, pretty graphic sexual scenes. Do you not remember that?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Okay.
Don't include Somer then, because that gremlin fucks.
Stop.
So, like, it's sort of a procedural because there is, like, this mystery element to it where they're an investigative team, but, like, the girl has the whole medium thing going on, and the dude is maybe a werewolf.
What's her name? Ava Green.
Yeah.
She would be a great Emmeline Bellrose.
Right.
Mm.
Anyway, Daniel.
So what I'm imagining, all right, and this is gonna be a weird one, but we're gonna be doing cooking in Malifaux. Iron Chef.
Get out.
I have an original idea.
An Iron Chef type show with Titania as like the chairman, and you know, like the Iron Chefs would be like. Nekama, one of the Bayou people, probably Ma Tucket, and then Marcus, as they are the most acclimated to Malifaux.
This sounds awful, and I would watch every episode.
It sounds wonderful.
And today, you know, just like imagining McMorning, you know, having to do a cook-off against Marcus, and today's secret ingredient is, and then they just like put. You know, she lifts up the silver plate to show a pile of gibbering horde eggs.
Egg color two.
Better cook them before they hatch.
That's a risk. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
You know, like sous chef Sebastian, who wouldn't want to see that?
Or maybe you let them hatch and then you have a whole different meat option to present to the judges.
Nice.
That's my Malifaux TV show.
It works. That's great. Gotta get the ratings.
Okay. All right. Last one. This one will be quick. This should be quick. And then we'll
please
be
make
done.
It quick. Hi.
Okay. This topic, and I've aptly titled it "Fuck Kaloti." Now, what do you think? Considering our past topics, this is basically everyone's probably pretty familiar with certain models being removed, air quotes, from the game.
And this topic is building a real doll for.
No, it's not. Jesus.
Sorry.
I forgot what I was saying.
Everyone's familiar with the models that have died or been removed.
It's in, they're getting shoved into a box or a packet or something called the Dead Man's Hand, which means they're optional and you can possibly allow them in your tournaments, but they're technically not legal. And so that's including Lilith, who is currently holed up in Nythera, and that's Ramos, who's currently in jail for now. That's Nicodem, because he's in
pudding.
Pudding. That's what else did they say?
Kaloti.
They didn't like specify Kaloti, but I don't like his character at all, so I'm more than happy to see him go, which is why it's time for Kaloti. Because we discussed this. He's just a bitter, cranky old man who's taking his hatred out on people that did him no wrong. So I don't mind seeing him gone. But this is just us to go around and be like, hey, what model do we just... would we be happy to see them just die off between editions and end up in this box? Or a box. 6 feet under. Yeah, that was clever. All right, we're starting with Nate this time.
Oh, jeez.
For once, it doesn't have to be a master.
Oh, well, I put masters down because... Man, I just... Shenlong. I don't need that guy. He does nothing for me. Like, so, I want Von Schill. Like, after his, like, the story bit he was in, and I don't remember which book it was, like, I just want Von Schill to come up and cap and be done with it.
Yeah. Also, like, I came here to play games and not math.
Right. I do not need an abacus on my table.
Fuck. I just realized I didn't really think of this one. Oh no, and I'm up next. Oh no.
Oh jeez.
Oh, I'm gonna steal this one out right from under Dave. Fuck Nelly. Have her die.
No.
Have her die. Have Fiona Gage find out that she's only hanging out with Nelly because she was manipulated to be that way, and then have her just brain her with the fucking I keep wanting to say pitchfork. I shouldn't have had drunk so much. Pickaxe. Just brain her, and then we'll all be happy. And and then Molly will take over the newspaper and be the new
Rezzer
Guild dual faction person, and everything will be perfect. The end. Tell me I'm wrong. Victoria!
Leviticus can go die on a fire.
Oh, that cheerful old pedophile.
Yeah, that cheerful old pedophile.
Why would you hate a pedophile?
Disgusting old man. Maybe because he has a 15-year-old girl that he has following him around, and he creates these soulless husks of people.
Is she 18 by the end of...
Marlena Webster.
Oh, Marlena Webster.
That's not who I'm talking about.
Yeah. He's got a new 15-year-old.
He thought you were talking about Alice. Because 18 Alice and 81 are just...
That's Alice, perfectly fine. That's not gross. Also, like, fuck him and being able to take models from literally every faction. Yeah, Leviticus, he can go. I wouldn't mind.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Right. Daniel.
Oh, what's his... Grandma Ortega.
Abuela?
Just
dies of old age.
Yeah. I feel like that's almost a cop-out.
Well, like, I think it would be... Well, honestly, I think it would be kind of nice to, like, you know, someone has, like, a happy death.
That would be kind of, like, yeah.
You know, it would be kind of, like... A little touching, like...
Oh, Abuela just died in her sleep, and nothing horrible happened.
Like, they just have a normal funeral for... You know, it's like a moment where, like, all the Ortegas come together, and, like, you know, they're forgetting their work for a little bit. It would be nice. I think it could...
Okay.
A big change of pace for, like, a lot of the different story elements as well.
Oh... You put, like, way more thought into your answer than
I'm sad now. Damn.
You're just like, yo, fuck this model.
Oh. Wait.
Mine is not as thoughtful. Sandeep, because he completely ruined an entire faction. Single-handedly.
He did.
Yeah, he kind of shit on a Resurrectionist. You're right.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with a counter argument here, and I really don't. I've got nothing. Yeah.
I mean,
I left the faction.
Oh yes, okay. I can agree to this just because he's also stealing away my Oxfordian mages. Because people are like, oh, Oxfordian mages are so great, and it's like they've always been great. Oh man, Sandeep is just the best. But they're Sandeep's models. Like, no, they came with Ironsides first. Stop taking my friends. Stop!
Stop it!
Other thoughts, Dave? Sorry, I got
distracted.
No, I mean that's pretty much it. I stopped playing Arcanist when he came out because it just was boring.
You know, you didn't have to play him, right?
No,
yeah, Dave.
Really, the ball was in your court there.
You traitor.
The forums told me I had to.
You could have been like your buddy Daniel and gotten to Gen Con Masters Mono Mayfang.
Shut up, Daniel.
Hey. It's so funny, dude.
No one wants to hear you humble brag. Not even humble brag, just brag.
It's not on the topics list, so No, save it for later. Oh, hey, would you look at the time on my watch that I'm definitely wearing? It's the end of the show.
Nate didn't get to go. Well, no, Nate was first. Never mind. Nate went first.
Yeah,
Nate was first. It's okay.
Someone's tired.
It's fine.
Hey, that went out. That was honestly, that was kind of awful and great and awful.
And amazing.
And terrible.
And I'm sad that we didn't get to all of the topics.
Oh, but we'll get to them later, and we'll mix in a few topics that actually make sense or, like, are worth listening to. But for now,
that's gross.
Shut up, Dave. We're ending the show. I want to thank all y'all for coming on and recording this episode with me. Thank you, Victoria.
Sure.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nate.
Are we done talking about dicks?
Sure, we'll go with that. And thank you, no one else. But I'm kidding, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Billy Cochran.
Ever. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. And as we always say in this one, it's not fun as always king. It's... We're sorry.
That is the end of this one a lot, isn't it?
Sorry, people.
We're sorry.
We're terrible.
We should be.
We're really sorry. Good night.